Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. And today, guys, we gotta talk about the whiny, leftist, white, liberal, snowflake college student having a temper tantrum because the colleges won't divest from Israel. We gotta talk about that and so much more. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys. If you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review, good, bad, and the ugly. Also, guys, I do have a bunch of affiliate links, including burner.com, which I own a burner LE pistol from. Also, guys, I'm also on Minds.com. If you guys want an alternative to Facebook, you guys can sign up on Minds.com through the link in the description below. Also, guys, I do have a diaper referral link from North Shore Medical Supply. If you know anybody who needs adult diapers like I do, you guys can buy them in the link in the description below. And before we get this show on the road, literally, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today? Woo-wee, wow, guys, that was a mouthful, guys. And yes, guys, I am in my North Shore Megamax diaper with 4 boosters and a t-shirt. So I'm all diapered up and ready to podcast to y'all today. So anyway, let's get this show on the road, okay, guys? So I want to talk to you guys about the whiny white liberal snowflake who is having a temper tantrum on college campuses, who is basically protesting in support of like pro Hamas, or as I call it, the pro terrorist group. Okay, these people are basically protesting against Israel and basically being anti-Semitic and being hateful towards Jewish people. They're making it hostile for Jewish people to go on college campuses and all that, you know? It's like, I'd say like this, ladies and gentlemen. One way to deal with these whiny white liberal snowflakes is to expel these students. Is literally expel them. Kick them out of college. Revoke their federal student aid, loans, grants, and scholarships. And at the same time, every employer in the United States should blacklist these people. Blacklist these colleges that allowed this protest to fester. Okay? They should blacklist them and say like this: we will not hire any one of these people who are anti-Semitic, who hate Jewish people, and who even support terrorist organizations like Hamas, who in reality, they're supporting Iran, which is what, a state sponsor of terrorism, who basically bankrolls and finance Hamas and Hezbollah, which the left literally supports? Yeah, they literally do. So this is why, ladies and gentlemen, these whiny white liberal snowflakes, they need to go. They need to go. They need to be arrested and expelled from college, never allowed to enter college ever again. These people should be expelled immediately and also arrested, okay? Because they are supporting a known terrorist organization. You know, we have in the past arrested people who aided and funded terrorists. Let's use the same logic that we've been doing. If we should be arresting these people who are aiding and supporting terrorists, I would call for a massive arrest. I would literally say like this, ladies and gentlemen, let's call for massive arrest of these people. Let's go to every college in this country, round them up, arrest them, prosecute them, throw them in jail. Okay, because they're supporting a known terrorist organization. It's that simple. But that's why it's like this. These whiny little leftist snowflakes, in my humble goddamn fucking opinion, these people should never, ever be allowed in college. They should never. They should literally be sent back home to their mommy and daddy's basement because they're not grown up enough to be in college, because they want to be like a whiny little snowflake protester. And you know the funny thing is? Have you noticed of all these leftist protests that they're doing, they're always covering their face. They're either wearing their face diaper or covering their face like a Muslim. They're always covering their face. Have you noticed that? Have any of you guys ever freaking noticed that? That the left will always cover their face because they don't want to show their face if they're going to protest something. But if a MAGA crowd or Trump crowd did protest it, And then they showed their face? Oh, fuck, man. You know, they'd be arrested by now, prosecuted, thrown in jail, and never seen the light of day. Yeah. Pretty much, guys. Pretty much. But I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. I will say this. If the same people who protested for pro-Hamas protested, like, say, against LGBTQ, queer plus, pedo, and black people from entering college, you know the liberal media would be all over this in less than fucking 2 seconds, and then they would never, ever be allowed to fucking work anywhere in this country for the rest of their fucking damn life. But it, since they're protesting against what? Jewish people, which the left hates so much, they're like, oh no, just let it go. Yeah, they would. They would, ladies and gentlemen. It is a stark reminder there. It is stark reminder as I'm in my diaper, t-shirt, and podcasting to y'all. It is a stark reminder that this is where the left's at in this country. Mm-hmm. It really is, guys. It really is. As I'm sitting here, ladies and gentlemen, podcasting to y'all in my diaper and t-shirt, that these whiny leftist snowflakes should never be allowed in college in the fucking first place. But, you know, some of them are there because of the left's favorite buzzwords, which are what? Diversity, equality, and inclusion, which what I call, they didn't earn it. So they didn't earn it to be in college. So many of these snowflakes should literally, ladies and gentlemen, be kicked out of college. Okay? They literally should. But the fact that you have these whiny little leftists, okay, who are protesting, having a temper tantrum, okay, because their college that they go to supports Israel. It's like, go fuck yourself. If I were a college president, I would just expel every one of them. And all the employees that were involved in this, I'd say like this. You're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. You have 24 hours to pack your gear and get out. It's that simple. I would have done that in a heartbeat. I would have expelled them all. And if they were living on campus, I'd say, you have 48 hours to pack your gear and leave. If you're not out by 48 hours, I'm gonna have the police come in and arrest you. It's that simple. It is that simple. Because you know why? These kids aren't there to learn. These kids are there just to be what? Learning to be paid protesters, agitators, or leftists. That's all they're there to learn. But they're not there to learn skills that they need to get on with their life and be part of the fucking real world. You know? So these paid whiny little snowflakes, ladies and gentlemen, they're literally just being paid, like, paid agitators. They're literally learning just to be paid agitators, paid protesters. They literally are, ladies and gentlemen. They literally are. And I'm telling you this, ladies and gentlemen, the left, is literally consuming themselves. They literally are. They literally are, guys. They literally are. And we'll talk about that further. But for the last couple of minutes before we move on, I just want to say like this, guys. If I was back on college and I saw these whiny little snowflakes having a fucking temper tantrum, oh, I would go full-blown WWE on them. I would literally make them run in fear for their life. Because if they made the Jewish students fear for their life to come on campus, I would literally make them fear for their life. And I would say like this. You made a Jewish student fear for their life to go on campus? Guess what? Now I'm going to do the same to your ass. It's that simple. I would make them fear for their life. I'd come into their little encampment. I'd be like this. Get the fuck out of here. Go back to your mommy and daddy's whiny little basement because you ain't grown up enough to be here. And if they get in my face, I'd be like this. You see the emergency room? Guess what? You're going to be there too. So I would say that. I would say that to them in a heartbeat. And then and then if law enforcement was coming in to remove these protesters and arrest them, I'd come behind them and help clean up the mess and throw their tents away. I would come in there. Because, you know, there was a fraternity group, I believe in Arizona, where they helped law enforcement clean up that like whiny little protest site. Gotta applaud those guys because they're doing their community service. So gotta applaud them. But I will tell you this, guys, these whiny little leftist snowflakes, ladies and gentlemen, telling you this. These people can't even think critically, can't even think logically. These people who say they're pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, they can't even think logically. They can't even see that what they're supporting is a known terrorist organization. Yeah. And then many of these people who are pro-Gaza, Palestinian, and Hamas that are queer, they have to sit there and go like this. What the fuck are they thinking? What the fuck? You say you're queer and you're supporting Gaza, Palestinian, and Hamas, not fucking realizing that these same people would tie you up and throw you off the building because you're queer and you're going to support them even though they're going to throw you off the building? I sit there and I go like this. When did we allow so many stupid people on this planet? It's all I want to fucking know. I think like this, ladies and gentlemen. The gene pool seriously needs a fucking filter change. It seriously does. It seriously does, ladies and gentlemen. The gene pool needs a fucking filter change like no tomorrow. It really does. Because what happened is when we didn't allow condoms in school, birth control in school, we allowed people to reproduce and we get idiot snowflakes like what we're dealing on college campuses right now. We literally are, guys. I'm sorry to say this. We are literally dealing with these types of idiots. Okay? The fact of the matter is, guys, I'm going to say like this. Many of these snowflake whiny kids who are in college right now should have never been born in the fucking first place. They should have never been born. Or as I'm going to say this, their mother should have swallowed them. Pretty much, guys. But the fact that these whiny snowflake liberals who are having a temper tantrum because the college that they're going to won't divest from Israel, won't like basically bend to their knee. I'm gonna just sit there and say like this to them. Hello, asshole. That's not how the fucking world works, you son of a bitch. And then just slap some common sense so far upside the head that by the time I'm done, they're probably going to be on the floor bawling and crying to their mommy and daddy because I probably, knock some common sense into them. Pretty much, guys. Pretty much. But we all know, man. We all know. These people who are protesting at Columbia, at Yale, at Harvard, or all the colleges around the country. I'm going to say like this. Every employer in this country that looks at them should not even hire them. Should even toss their resume out the window and say, nah, I saw these people were protesting. Guess what? They were protesting against Jewish people. Guess what? resume got chucked out the window. It's that simple. It is. But anyway, I want to talk to you guys what happened this weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Okay, I want to talk to you about this, man. You know, as I always say, the left is eating their own. The left is literally fucking creating their own disaster. And they created their own monster that is now out of control. And now they're having to live with the Pottery Barn rule, which is you broke it, you own it. So now what happened during the weekend when the White House had their correspondents dinner, okay, you had the elites and the leftists being invited to this correspondents dinner. But in order to get to it, they had to go through throngs of leftist protesters, including the pro-Hamas, pro-Gaza crowd. I sit there and I go like this, ladies and gentlemen. You leftists created your own monster. Now I'm going to sit there and watch you try to deal with it. Because you created your own monster and you want us on the right to deal with it. I'm going to say like this. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, on the right, let's sit back. Let's get the beer and popcorn because I want to see how they're going to deal with this shit. I want to see people on the left deal with this shit. I want to see how the elites, the liberal elite, deal with their little monster that they created and now it's consuming them. I want to see how they fucking deal with this shit. Because you know why? If the left can't contain the pro-Gaza, pro-Hamas, Antifa, BLM cult group that they created, if they can't contain it, then I'm going to let it consume themselves. I'm going to let it eat their own. Because you know how the left was going after the right for the things that they agreed on, that they wanted the right to go along, but they didn't. Well, I go like this. You canceled everyone on the right. Since now there's nobody left to cancel, they're coming after you, leftists. These BLM, these Antifa, these trans cult members, okay? These LGBTQ plus pedo cult members that you created, that now that they have nobody else to cancel, they're coming after you, elites. This is a stark warning for me right now. You created these monsters now. You created the monsters to go after the right, but since the right said, we had enough of your bullshit, we're gonna let y'all have it. Now they're coming after you, ladies and gentlemen. Now they're coming after you. You created your own monster, and now you gotta sleep with it. And the left literally did this weekend when they had to go through a barrage of leftist protest cult groups like Antifa, BLM, pro-Hamas, pro-Gaza groups. Bet you now the leftist elites are going, we made a mistake when we were creating this damn monster. Now we're trying to control. And now we don't know what to do. Well, don't come to us on the right. We got canceled way long time ago and we don't want any of your bullshit. It's like this. You created this monster? You deal with it yourself. Don't come crying to us because you couldn't be adult enough to learn to agree and disagree, but now you created your own monster? Well, I'm going to tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to institute the Pottery Barn rule. You broke it, you own it. It's that simple. They created their monster, they broke it, now they own it. Now they have to own up to the fact that They created their mess. Okay? They created it, and now they have to deal with it. And it sucks for them. It literally does, guys. It literally sucks for these people. Okay? It literally does. That they have to deal with this mess that they created. So, you know what? Let them face the fact that they had to walk through throngs of leftist protesters protesting their own because their own would not go along with their bullshit. Let them, ladies and gentlemen. Let them. Because you know why? As I'm sitting here podcasting to y'all, my diaper and t-shirt, and going on with my life, let these leftist, whiny, little snowflake liberals consume their own. Because sooner or later, it's cannibalistic. Which means they're going to eat themselves out of existence. Because they cannot survive. Okay? They cannot survive. So they're going to eat themselves out of existence. And when they eat themselves out of existence, ladies and gentlemen, I say on the right, we walk back in and clean up the mess and then rebuild everything back to normal. Okay? We rebuild everything back. All right? Because after the left has gone cannibalistic and eating their own because they already ate out everyone on the right and there's nobody left on the right to eat, let them eat their own. Let them consume themselves. Let them consume themselves and let them eat themselves out, ladies and gentlemen. Let them. Because you know why? The minute you let them eat themselves out, telling you this, ladies and gentlemen, they're gonna eat themselves out of existence, and they're gonna be like what? Last of the Mohegans? That they're gonna be like eaten to the point where they've eaten everybody else, and including their own, and there's no one left but themselves. Let them, because when they've basically destroyed everyone, including themselves. After that, people like us on the right could walk back in, rebuild this country and rebuild society and saying, hey, men are men, women are women. You're allowed to be this as long as you know biology, you know this and this. You believe in freedom and liberty. And you believe in being an adult enough to learn to agree and disagree. It's that simple, guys. But you know what? These whiny little snowflake liberals can't deal with it. So they're all going to complain about it, and they're all going to eat the left out. They literally are, guys. They literally are. And this also, guys, segues into my next article that I want to talk about, guys. And this is from the Wall Street Journal, okay? The counter-revolt finally begins. Columbia, Yale, NYU camp out while the rest of the United U.S. flees from the wokeness. And I'll read you the paragraph on this article because it's going to segue into it. Before this column ends, we'll get to the unmiserable fact that the anti-Israel, often anti-Semitic protests that are proliferating at what we amusingly choose to call our most selective universities, Yale, Columbia, NYU, Stanford, Berkeley, for the moment, at these North Face tent protests on 75,000 a year campus quads, to the sense among American public that their country is running off the rails. I've said it before. I said it in the beginning of the show, guys. This is all segue into the fact that people have finally had enough. The people have finally had enough with all this woke shit. And it's leading to a counter-revolution. It's leading to the fact that people are rising up against the woke crap. And people like us on the right are creating parallel economies. Okay? We're creating parallel social media platforms like Gab, MeWe, Minds, Getter, Rumble, Truth Social, Vero Social. We're creating parallel social media companies, okay, including parallel companies like Public Square, because we're sick and tired of wokeness, and we're creating our own society, our own Public Square. Basically, it's like this. We're balkanizing ourselves in the way that the fall of Yugoslavia happened. We're doing this on a digital realm. If we did this in the real physical realm, the country would have been broken up a long time ago. The country would have been fractured. The country would have been broken up to individual countries. Yeah, they would have. But we're doing this on a digital realm. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, we have created our own, we have basically balkanized in social media. But eventually, that social media balkanization is going to spill into the real world. And it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to happen. And the fact of the matter is, folks, and I'm saying this right now, the fact of the matter is, a lot of these woke assholes who are all against, who are all like pro DEI, pro woke, and pro this, the people who want nothing to do with it are fleeing. They're going like this. Fuck you people. I had enough of your bullshit. You can deal with that. I'm going over here. I don't want to deal with your woke crap. They are, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to it. And it doesn't surprise me, folks. It doesn't surprise me. And I tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you this. Okay? A lot of us like me have left these woke social media sites like Twitter, for example. I've left Twitter since what? 2018? And it's right now what? 2024? So 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. 7 years? It's been 7 years since I've been on Twitter, and I refuse to go back onto that platform because you got very ultra violent, like fetish male trans cult members who would threaten my existence just for showing up on that platform. Yeah. So that's why I said I've had enough of it. And then I went to woke alternative social media platforms and said, fuck this shit. Had enough. I've gone to like social media platforms like Gab, MeWe, Minds, Getter, Rumble, Truth Social, and Vero Social. Because you know why? I believe in freedom and liberty. I believe in free speech. Where the left and the trans cult don't believe in free speech. And I sit there and I go like this. Kiss my ass and go fuck yourself. Hope you're off yourself in the process. Yep. Because you know why? I sit there and I go like this, ladies and gentlemen. The left basically hates people like me who believe in free speech. You know? But you know what? The counter-revolution is about to kick off. Because I'm telling you, as more and more and more people get fed up with the leftist nonsense, sooner or later, I'm going to just say this, guys. sooner or fucking later. People are going to have had enough of this shit. People are just going to sit there and say, fuck this shit. I had enough of your bullshit. You want to go play with your leftist bullshit? Go ahead. Leave me the fuck out of it. Okay? And then people are going to fight back. People are going to push back against it. And they're going to say like this. Fuck your wokeness. Fuck your pronoun shit. Fuck your leftist bullshit. Yeah. They're gonna fight back. And then people are gonna see what these liberal social media companies like what? Facebook, YouTube, you know what I mean? They're gonna look at these and they're gonna be like this. They're gonna be like this. Let them kick out so many conservatives. Let them. Because sooner or later, when there's no conservatives left on Facebook, the only ones left are what? The whiny little snowflake, gender queer, pedo cult member? And no one to talk to or disagree to? But themselves? I'll be like this. On my alternative platforms, in my diaper and t-shirt, going like this. Have fun trying to cancel each other out. Let me know how that works out while I sit here on Minds.com, MeWe, Gab, Getter, Rumble, Truth Social, and Vero Social. I'll sit back here and watch y'all consume each other and eat each other alive. Let me know how that works out in the end. Let me know. But the rest of us, we'll be on our free speech platforms, talking, disagreeing like grown adults, like mature adults. Yeah, we'll be doing that. While all of them will be like trying to cancel each other to the 10th degree, and trying to eat themselves out. Let them, guys. Let them, as I'm sitting here in my adult diaper and t-shirt, let them, guys, let them. Because once they're done eating themselves out, and I tell you this, is when they're done, they'll probably eat themselves out of existence. And when they're gone from existence, we'll be like this. We'll be good. Now we can get the world back to normal. And then get back to doing the normal shit in this society. Okay? We should, man. We literally should. But I tell you this right now. The counter-revolution is here. People are fighting back. Okay? People are saying, I've had enough with this woke college DEI bullshit. And they're going to colleges that don't focus on wokeness and focus on getting you to graduate, getting you a real job, a real career. Instead of you learning to be, what, some paid protester working at Starbucks for the rest of your fucking goddamn life? Yeah. So that's why people like me are going like this. We're going to watch the left destroy themselves. And we're going to kick back, drink, and probably, and from people like me, sit back with my diaper, t-shirt, and a drink and watch the left destroy themselves. And it'll be fun to watch, but it'll be an interesting entertainment in the process. It will. And I'll tell you this, guys. Let the left eat themselves. Let the left destroy themselves. Let them. While people like me are enjoying the parallel economy and the alternative monetary systems like, say, gold, silver, or gold-backed crypto, we'll be enjoying that while the left destroys themselves and let them. I say we let them. We let them do, guys. I say we do. But anyway, before we end the show today, and I want to talk about, I want to give my 10 minutes of this, okay? Lately, Facebook has become bipolar schizophrenic towards me. It's like, no matter what I post, no matter what I comment, I get hit with like, oh, we're blocking you because of so-called community standards. It's like, what the fuck, Facebook? What the fuck, Fagbook? I didn't violate your standard just because I post a comment that didn't offend anyone, but all of a sudden you hit me with your stupid ass faggotry community standard and saying I violate that shit? I'm gonna say this. Facebook is dying, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook, as a social media platform, hit their plateau. They hit their peak, okay, sometime when Barack Obama was president. And now they're a dying platform. But yet they still want people to come on their platform. You wonder why the young people, the young generation right now today, don't even use Facebook anymore. But the people who were on it from like what, 2000s to the 2010s, you know? Now, the only people are left are what? The millennials that are what, in their 30s and 40s? Because the young today don't even want to use Facebook anymore? Because you've been pissing them off with your like far leftist woke community standards? Telling you, Facebook is becoming faggot central. Facebook has become so broke, so fucked up that it has to come to a point in society, ladies and gentlemen, that Facebook takes our taxpayers' money to advertise the U.S. government and our local, state, and federal government, but then turns around and discriminates against the taxpayers by saying, oh, no, you can't post this. You're blocked, banned, suspended for violating for some fake community standard fucking bullshit. But uses our tax money? I'm going to say like this. Facebook should be broken up. All the companies that they brought, like, say, WhatsApp and Instagram, should be broken up. Literally. And I'm all for social media being regulated as a public utility. I'm all for that. Because that would force social media companies to keep people on and let them say what they want. Because you, in order to ban them and block them, you have to go to the Public Utility Commission. I would treat them like a public utility, like a phone. I would, guys. I would keep them like that. Because you know why? I would go like this, guys. I would go like this. These people on the phone company... Hell no. Hell no, guys. I wouldn't. I would say like this. I would say like this to Facebook. You can't block and suspend people anymore. If you want to block and suspend people, you have to go to the Public Utility Commission to do that. And if you do that without the Public Utilities Commission's approval, I will start fining Facebook $10,000 for every suspension. Make them go poor. Make them go broke to the point that, well, we can't do this anymore. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, guys, this is why I'm going to say like this, guys. This is why I'm glad I'm on alternative social media platforms. This is why I am so glad that I'm on like Gab, MeWe, Mind, Getter, Rumble, Truth Social, and Vero Social. Because every time Facebook blocks me for violating their fucked up rules, I laugh at them in their face. I go like this. Because you know why? I'm still posting on my alternative social media platforms. I'm still saying my free speech rights. You know? Facebook can go fuck themselves upside the head. And if I were ever see Mark Zuckerberg on a street in America, I'd slap his ass upside the head. I literally would. I would slap him upside the head. I literally would. And you know what? If I was a legislator, I would go after him for RICO statute violations in a fucking heartbeat. I literally would, guys. I literally would. Because I'll tell you this, man. I'll tell you this. Facebook should not be allowed to exist on any platform. They shouldn't, guys. They shouldn't. They should not. In my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook, hell no. Hell no. No. Nope, nope, nope. And oh, hell no. No. But I will say this, guys. I will say this. To me, get out of these woke left platforms as much as you can. Get out of them, guys. Get out of them. Because these platforms hate your ass. They hate your fucking guts. They literally do, guys. They literally do. Get out of them. But, you know, it's your choice. You're right. If you want to stay on that woke platform, deal with their woke bullshit, go ahead. But you know what? Facebook's dying, in my opinion. Let them die out. Nobody uses Facebook anymore. I mean, who's left? The generation that was with them from the 90s? They're all going like this. Fuck this. Facebook is old, passe. We don't need it anymore. Let them die out. Let them like disappear for all I care. Let them, guys. Let them. Because you know why? As I'm sitting there in my diaper and t-shirt on alternative social media platform, I'm speaking freely. I'm speaking my piece, my peep, and I'm speaking my mind. I'm literally am, guys. I'm literally am. But you know what? Just get rid of Facebook. Literally. It's like this. Even if Facebook unblocked me, I wouldn't even use their platform. I just use it just to check in with family, communicate with so-and-so, and that's it. And then just say, nah, if I want to post anything political, yeah. But you know, the reason why Facebook went after me, because for stuff that in 2018 that was okay to post, but now they're going after me saying, oh no, you can't post that. It's like, fuck you. Fuck you, Facebook. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Literally, Facebook. Go. Go. I don't care. It's like this. I say like this to Facebook. I don't care if they block me. Because you know why? I'll still post on their Instagram. If they don't like that shit, so be it. But I have alternative social media platform. And that's expanding and getting better and better and better all the time. That is, ladies and gentlemen. That literally is. It is getting better, and people don't realize it. People don't. Yeah, people don't, guys. People don't. And that's shocking. That's shocking to the left. That is, guys. That literally is. But I will say this. I'm glad I don't use Facebook that much. I used to a long time ago. Maybe in the early 2000s, 2010. But now in, say, 2024, I don't use it that often anymore. Facebook doesn't consume a lot of my time. Mostly Instagram, mostly my alternative platforms. But Facebook? Hardly ever. But for them to come after me and say, oh, we're blocking you for this and this and this, for no apparent reason, they didn't give me whatever rule I broke. They didn't tell me the exact rule. Yeah, let them, guys. Let them. But anyway, guys, I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I know it's been an hour, almost nearly an hour long, okay? I know it has been, so it's almost time for me to probably do a diaper check and check to see if I, like, poop and leak in my diaper. And, you know, being a podcaster and a diaper podcaster, yeah, I do have to do a diaper check and a diaper change. But I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.